Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday. Thank God it's Friday, the 17th of May. I'm not quite sure where this year has gone, but it certainly is going. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this podcast. And if you like what you hear in this podcast, tell your friends. If you do really like what you hear, you can always sign up for a Marcus Today free newsletter trial, marcustoday.com.au, free trial for 2 weeks, a great addition to your investment arsenal. All right, well, let's kick off with the scores on the doors and the Dow. It touched 40,000 last night, which was extraordinary, really. But especially when you consider 8 years ago, it was 18,000 odd. So here we are 8 years later, interest rates through the roof last decade at least, and two wars going on, Gaza and Ukraine, plus, of course, all the other things that have happened in terms of COVID, etc. 40,000 for the first time. It topped out there. Unfortunately, it couldn't hold it. It closed down 39 points or 0.1 of a percent. 39,869. 40,000 is just a number after all. However, you have to say it is a big number. They had a high of 143 points up and a low of 43 points down. The NASDAQ down 0.26%, 44 points, 16,698. Wow, that can't be that far away from hitting 17,000. And the S&P 500 in the middle for diddle, as always, down 0.2%, 11 points to 52.97. The Russell 2000 down 0.6%, 13 points, 2,096. Our SPY futures, well, we had a pretty extraordinary day yesterday, 128 points up, 1.7% higher. Our resources lagging the banks, which just took off like the proverbial scalded cat. Certainly a lot of buying in those banking stocks after that jobs number came out yesterday. 4.1%, of course, higher than anticipated, and does really take any rate rises off the table. Whether it hastens any rate cuts remains to be seen, but certainly the RBA will be happier to see the jobs number push higher. Also, the previous month was revised as well. So some good news, bad news, I guess, if you're one of the 4.1%. But from a market perspective, it was enough to light the blue touch paper, and we all stood well back. 128 points up yesterday, 1.7%. So a big, big night there. The Dow had a pretty narrow trading range, only 180-odd points. The VIX Volatility Index still 12.4. So it is relatively cheap, in fact, very cheap, to hedge your positions in the US market as well at the moment. We did see Walmart leading the Dow's charge. Strong fiscal first quarter results. Walmart is now up 21% in 2024. So that is pretty good there. Top Dow performers this year include American Express, which is up around 29%, and Goldman Sachs up around 20% as well there. Of course, next week there is another big event. Every week seems to have a big event, but next week we do get the Nvidia results. So there's probably quite a lot riding on Nvidia in terms of the rally. Last night in US stocks, Nvidia down 0.3, AMD up 1.8%, Netflix down 0.5, Meta, the artist formerly known as Facebook, down 1.7%, Tesla up 0.5%, Amazonians down 1.3, Alphabetti Spaghetti up 0.9, and Microsoft down 0.5, Apple up 0.1%. US banks eased back a little bit, not a lot. We have Goldman Sachs down 0.3, Morgan Stanley down 0.9, Bank of America up 0.8. Overseas, CBA was up 0.8%, SQM or SQ2 or Block was up 0.3%. Over in Europe, markets there didn't catch the same memo as we did yesterday. Stock 600 was down 0.2. FTSE eased back only very slightly. Germany down 0.7. France down 0.6. ResMed overseas was down 0.3. Avita Health saw another 3.4% decline. And banks overseas were easier in Europe. Barclays was the only one that was up 0.9%, but HSBC down 0.7% and UBS down 0.9% there. Looking at commodities last night, well, we did see the oil price better, back to $83.50 for Brent crude, up 55 cents or 0.7%. The WTI price above $80, $80.90, 62 cents higher, up 0.77%. Gold eased back $10. 0.4%, 2375.5. Platinum eased as well, down 0.4. Silver eased, down 0.3. We had copper slightly higher on the Moscow Metal Exchange, or the LME, up 0.1% in US copper, which is on the CME, that's the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, was up 0.3%. Nickel up 0.2. Aluminium unchanged. Zinc unchanged. Tin pretty much unchanged. Lead pretty much unchanged as well, but a big mover and shaker in the iron ore space. We had iron ore up around 2.5% last night, back up to 116.60. The lithium price was a smidge higher in Chinese trade yesterday. I had it around 0.4% higher. Uranium easing off ever so slightly. US bond markets pretty quiet, all things considered. We did get 10-year yields at 4.377. up 3.3 basis points, and the 2 years, 4.795, Aussie 10s, 4.22. There we go, check, 1, 2. So not a huge amount going on in the bond market. Looking at our resource stocks overseas, BHP continuing to push higher in ADRs, up 1.3%, Rio up 2.3%, Glencore up 1%, Freeport-McMoRan down 2.9%, Vale up 0.7%, Anglo up a modest 0.2%, Arcadium Lithium bounced 2.8%. We saw Albemarle up 1.3%. Sigma Lithium up 5.2%. US and European oils a little bit easier. Shell was the worst, down 1.4% there. A couple of things on the data docket today. We do get New Zealand first quarter PPI at 8:45 a.m. The market is waiting on tenterhooks there. Nearly as important, of course, as the US PPI and CPI. We also, more importantly, I guess, we get Chinese industrial production later today, and I think we also get GDP number as well out later from China. Not that that's going to be any surprise there, because they just make it up as they go along. All right, some local news out this morning. NextEd Group, that's an education provider, has issued a trading update. Positive operating cash flow for 4 months. It's only a tiddler, so it's not really that impressive. Star Entertainment Group notes license suspension for the Star Gold Coast and Treasury Brisbane casinos moved from the 31st of May to the 20th December 2024. So that has that's probably some rare good news for that one. A1M, which we added yesterday to the small cap portfolio, only a small size there, has been granted a mining lease for the Jericho Copper Mine from the Department of Resources in Queensland. Nuix, the COO and CFO, Chad Barton, is to step down following the release of FY results in August. We've had Vulcan Energy out this morning, has launched the final phase of project-level debt and equity funding process. Vulcan has been on an absolute tear since we actually sat down with Francis Vadim and did a On The Couch podcast with him a few weeks ago. It has been going absolute gangbusters. Carnarvon Energy gives JP Morgan green light on exploring asset sales or being acquired, according to the Financial Review. Austal Shipbuilding USA has been awarded an $8.6 million US Navy task order for LCS-36. Lendlease, the group chairman Michael Ulmer, is expected to step down, according to the Fin Review. As far as Aristocrat goes, a few numbers coming through from them this morning. We had the results yesterday and a little bit of interest there in terms of broker moves. Jefferies has upgraded Aristocrat from a underperform to a hold. Underperform is broker speak for a sell. I'm not sure how you can hold something you've already sold. However, there you go. Target increase there to $41.15 from $36.56, which still has a bit of a downside bent to it as far as their price target goes. AMP has been initiated neutral at Macquarie. Target price there $1.16, which gives it a 5% upside there. IPL Incitec Pivot upgraded to overweight from neutral at Jardines. The target price there increased to $3.15 from $2.75. And finally, of course, last night Peter Dutton had his reply opportunity to the federal government's budget. The plan is to slash migrant intake and ban foreign property buyers. This morning it was revealed by Bill Shorten that only 5,000 houses were bought by foreigners in the last 2 years. And that is, as they say, is about it from me today. SPY futures obviously showing that loss today of around 44 points. So we're going to have a little bit of a backing and filling day. I guess 128 points yesterday was quite extraordinary. So we should see some selling today, a bit of profit taking ahead of the weekend. Maybe a few nerves creeping in ahead of those Nvidia results, which I think are out on the 22nd of May. So that will be the big event for the market next week. Plenty to get your teeth into in the Markets Today newsletter. And of course, if you like this podcast, please tell your friends about it. If you really like this podcast, you can sign up for a Markets Today trial subscription for our wonderful newsletter. Plenty there as well, as far as education goes, model portfolio, strategy, ETFs, you name it, it's there. We've got it. But in the meantime, have a great day and may the trading gods be with you.